because I've been hit with a bulldozer. You don't know how the system works. You don't understand what the court is going to be. You don't understand the language that's in the court. You become another person. Your family is not the family that it once was. Your family will never be the same again. You are lost in another world. How can you make any sense of the perpetrator's rights go above yours? And they have all the information at hand to them from their represented solicitors and barristers, paid for through the legal aid system. Yet we're left to try and figure it out for ourselves. Regarding the cuts that are going to be made to the legal aid system, what concerns families fighting for justice is those that take human life, perpetrators, they can just use the legal aid system because they have, through the legal aid system, their solicitors and barristers that will openly say to them, if you would like to sign here, we can take you to the London Appeal Courts if you know, to have your sentence lowered. Well, hang on a minute. Most of these perpetrators have had their trial at court and been sentenced by the sentencing judge, often pleading guilty anyway to their charge. So why would they want to go away and solicitors coming down, abusing the legal aid system, and just saying, would you like to sign here? We can try and get you a lesser sentence. Well, what have we paid the judge for? Out of taxpayers' money, why has there been the court case running for whatever length of time it's run? All from taxpayers' money. The perpetrator has been proven and found guilty or pleaded guilty. Then why would he want to appeal for a lower sentence through the legal aid system? £10,000, £15,000 a time to the appeal court. And then solicitors and barristers creaming off extortionate amounts of money. The legal aid system has been abused in this way for far, far too long. Let's have a good look at how soft this country's become, not only just on justice, but on losing respect for human life, but also how we look after the wrongdoers. Once the perpetrator, the killer, has signed the form to say, yes, you know, I need you to do this for me, the solicitor can go and get the transcripts of their court trial free of charge under the legal aid system. The legal aid will pay for it. If the victim's families want them same transcripts, we have to pay from our own purse. Where we can't get that through legal aid. That has to come from your own purse. Now, that is so wrong. Who could possibly agree that is right? If we went to a solicitor or we were defending it ourselves, we'd need them transcripts. If we wanted to write about the unduly lenient sentence, we would need the transcripts, but it'll cost us over £1,000 to have them. By saving money within the legal aid system from the perpetrators and pulling plugs where it's not needed for them, then maybe that could be generated into the aftermath of what they leave behind.